All right, so does everybody else have their daily games that they play? Because I am completely addicted to this. I'm talking like Wordle, if you do like Wordle. I'm a huge fan of Connections over on the New York Times. And there's a few times I almost thought about subscribing to play some of the other games, because they're pretty fun.
From the New York Times?
Wordle.
Wordle from the New York Times?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
like that's one of the more like famous ones. But Connections is like that.
No, that's that the one. That's the one I was asking about. Connections.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love Connections. That one's so much fun.
What do you do? What is it? Never heard of it.
So Connections is there's 16 words and there's groups of four. There's groups of four words that are all connected in some way. So like one of them would be like Christmas classic, something else songs. So like you'd have to find the connection between those. And then there'd be another one where it would be like these four words are part of construction, you know, construction equipment or something like that. And so like, but there's sometimes you can make connections between words between them, but that's not right. You have to find the connection between four words. And so it can get pretty convoluted, but it's one of the ones that I love because I'll just stare at it for 5 minutes and then go, I got it, and then I do it.
That does sound fun.
I'm probably biased because do what?
That does sound really fun.
It's really fun. Like I said, I did it today, and then there's sometimes that like I'll be doing something, and then Hannah will come out and she'll be like, I got it. Like she'll be inside and come outside and be like, I got it. But do you guys have any? What are your daily games? What are the things that you do, whether it be Wordle or whether it be something else? Good.
Yeah, so I've kind of fallen off the wagon a little bit, but one that I really love is called Scrandle.
Scrandle?
Scrandle. And what it is, I only really play the daily challenge. You get shown two food items that are from like different kind of stadiums, so it could be baseball stadiums, soccer stadiums, etc.
Okay.
etc.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are like dated with like the year that they appeared and stuff, and you're trying to guess like what most people would pick. So for example, I just pulled up the daily today, and they have a smoked turkey wrap on the left side for 11.30 pounds, and then they have pie, chips, and gravy on the right side for 5 pounds. So your goal is to get, I think, like 5 out of 5 or 10 out of 10 or something like that.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So it's crazy because like you're looking at other cultures' foods.
Yeah, yeah.
And trying to compare like sometimes like the not as appealing one someone might choose more often because it's so dang cheap. You're like, yeah, only like $1 for like
yeah,
that
for real,
over
yeah.
you know like $30 for like something that looks good. Like so you have to like. Tap into the psyche of like a stadium goer.
Yeah, who's buying it? Yeah.
I mean, what's the economy of England like right now?
Yeah, right, exactly.
For a second there, Tim, I thought you made up a game and you were making it up in real time. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Scrandle, I was like, that's possible.
Because, like, yeah, the name sounded ridiculous. And then you started describing, I'm like, is Tim fucking with us right now? That's real game.
It's Tim's variation of Calvin Ball.
Right. Yeah, real game.
That's a game I would actually play. I might add that to my list. There was another one. There's one called Just Guess the Game, for all the gamers out there. Guess the Game. So it shows you 5 different screenshots in order, and you have to try to see if you can guess what game they're from. And so, like, there are some times that I'm like, ooh, that looks like Donkey Kong 64, but it might be this. And so, like, if you're in the series, then your guess will be yellow. If you're completely wrong, obviously you're wrong. But there's, like, some times that it comes up, and I'm like, that is unmistakably a StarCraft 1 sprite.
Like, nice.
Yeah. So yeah, I love games like that. They're so much fun.
I've played plenty of games in the past. I'm not currently playing any. I mean, unless you count getting angry on Twitter all day, my daily, because I definitely do that.
That is a game.
That is the main. That's the main purpose of Twitter. I didn't think there was another thing about it.
Kelly is cortisol maxing first thing in the morning.
That's my.
Hey, the only way to win is not to play. Literally, just delete.
And if you die in the game, you die in real life.
this is actually a really dangerous time for me because there's no like sports I care about going on right now. There's obviously the World Cup, and there's a. There's NBA playoffs, which are exciting and whatnot, but I don't like follow them as closely as I do like football. So I watch a lot less football content, and I just absorb politics this time of year. And it's the worst.
Good. It's really, really good for you.
There's a reason fall is my favorite season because like it's like the greatest show in the world comes on, and I get to watch it for a long time and be less connected to politics.
Yeah.
I can't say I play daily games either. I've never really fallen into that. Thing. Unless you count like, I had a short little stint with League of Legends Mobile.
Hey, there we go. Wait, do they have daily quests? Because I know that like,
they have daily login rewards and stuff like that.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah,
and they do like, that scummy thing where they have alternate forms of currency, so you don't realize how much money you're actually spending, and then.
I was thinking of because like you remember when like Hearthstone and stuff like that and like those games had daily quests, and so I was like, you know, I didn't mind getting on Hearthstone and stuff like that because I was able to get in, play a few games, you know it was like play three matches as warrior or whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That was back in the day when Hearthstone was good though.
Yeah, I had a friend tell me. That he was getting back into it, and I was like, I don't think I've played since the C'Thun set, which was literally like 2018 or something. Wow, I completely forgot about that game, I'll be honest with you.
I tried getting back into it last year, and it wasn't working out for me.
Yeah, I mean, once you get out of the meta, that's hard to get back into, but... So,
y'all, I have to interrupt this because I got thinking about Scrandle. I was like, okay, let me just like pull up the daily Scrandle.
Oh my god!
I got my first 10 out of 10 perfect Scranny.
Whoa, okay? Dude! Congrats, man! Everybody clap for Tim. Everybody clap.
So wait, a perfect set's called a Scranny?
Again, it sounds like you're just. It just sounds like you're making this up. I swear.
I'll post the website in the DPS chat. Y'all have to like just like when it's not your turn during this combat, just
do
like,
the Scrandle.
Just pull up the Scrandle.
Do the Scrandle. Play Scrandle.
Tim, the link just says angelfire.com.
So I want to for those of you that don't have a game, I have a new one that I just found recently that prompted this band. The reason why I want to talk about it.
Ooh,
it's called Poofle. I'm not making this up, I promise you. So Wordle is where you have to guess the word, letter by letter maybe, until you can find it. Poople is where you're given a four-letter word, and then you have to change it one letter at a time until you get poop.
Jesus Christ.
Marcus has his head in his hands.
Okay. Here I thought you'd be. I thought it was like, you know how that one company like takes a picture of your toilet bowl and like scans it for diseases.
What?
I thought it was just like. I thought it was just like them outsourcing like disease detection to like humans. Yeah, the AI does it.
I don't believe anything Tim says anymore. Everything he says sounds like bullshit.
Wait, did you not hear about that?
Dude, I was talking about Poople, and I thought that was the most insane thing we were going to talk about. But no, Tim came up with something way crazier. No, so I want to talk about Poople, please. So, today's word was real. R-E-E-L. Okay, and so letter by letter, I got it to poop. So I went from real to peel to peep to prep to prop to poop. I don't know if that's the perfect path, but I was pretty happy with it.
It's the journey that gets you there. That's all I got to say.
So you have to change one letter at a time.
Yes. Yeah.
And still have a word.
And still have a word. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that like the I feel like sometimes these games don't like specify some things, because there was one time that I was like, poos, P-O-O-S, right? Yeah. And it was like, that's not a word. I was like, yeah, it is. What do you mean?
That's the plural.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and so, and, you know, in this case, when you're building up to that, I'm trying to build up to that word, and it turns out that's not a word that they're using. And I was like, so I built up for nothing? Come on, man. Come on. So, but we are maybe going to rebuild Sandor's face, perhaps?
Oh, God, I hope so.
Just got him, and he's already going to die.
So, at the end of last episode, we had this Hringar who knew... Well, I don't know if he knew Sandor, but they saw each other, and he felt the disintegration ray that Sandor shot in his direction. And this Hringar used Enlarge, which is something that all Hringar can just do. It's in a natural, innate spell. Now, what's funny is that when I took Enlarge and put it on him, I assumed he was just going to go large. But he did not enlarge, he enhuged, because it is heightened because of how powerful of a creature he is, that it enlarges to a fourth level enlarge. And we were like, oh shoot, what happens to the people that he's standing next to? And so we figured out that, like, because they're not walls, we can just kind of shove them. So the battlefield has been shifted around a bit, because this underground dwarf has just grown to huge size and is now swinging a whip out at Sandor. Yep. So, I have rolled my attack.
Oh! I forgot it was still his turn.
Yes, because I ended in the middle of his turn. John.
Get it to me.
A 38.
That is not a crit.
Okay. I'm happy to say that was a shit roll.
You know, I'm happy to hear that too. Happy to hear that too.
I'm going to use my reaction for Hidebound to give you 5 resistance to all attacks for this round.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, okay. All right, so that'd be good. So it's a corrosive whip. So as he takes this whip and he swirls it around and then throws it at you, it goes across your face and neck and chest, and it just burns and sears all the way down. And that is for 29 points of damage.
So 24?
Yep.
Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. I mean, that hurt like hell, but, you know, I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah. So now this huge Hringar is now no longer invisible, but you could see him anyway, but he's now no longer invisible. And you can tell that he appears to be quite ready to swing at any one of you. Next, it comes to the Scarlet Triad members' turn.
She is paralyzed.
She is paralyzed.
Until my turn, basically.
I was going to say, yeah, because I remember she was paralyzed, but I don't remember... for how long? So yeah. Until her the end of her turn,
no,
or the end of your next turn.
It's as I look here, the creature is paralyzed until the start of the Wraith's next turn.
Oh gosh. Okay. Then it comes to Viscount Ambrose. So it's your turn, Lucas' turn, and somehow simultaneously...
The Wraith's turn.
All right. And remember, so you have an advantage sure strike for the big guy.
About, yep. Oh yeah. So... Okay. You gave it to Luca, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, you guys share. You're one character, but yeah, for all intents and purposes, yeah. I gave it to Luca.
Yeah, okay, that works, actually. So, what's going to happen is, act together, Ambrose is going to get one action to sustain the summon, so he stays on the battlefield.
Alright.
The summon, with two actions, is just going to, you know, why not do it again? she's no longer paralyzed, but as soon as that happens again, she's going to feel that thing's fear again, so,
Yep.
Yes!
Grip of fear, like, this thing is gunning for her, the robes are, there's like a howling coming from them. So, make another will save.
This is the paralyzed woman, you say?
Well, at the end of oh, yeah, she is technically paralyzed until the end of the wraith's turn, so, yeah.
I mean, you can still make will saves as a
No, I was thinking of something else, but yes.
Oh, I gotcha, gotcha. Please. It is going to be... good thing Drain and Frighten do not stack. However, 25 is still going to be a fail, I would assume.
Just a fail. So
just a fail, okay.
So
yep,
that's
yep.
just 96.
96.
just 96. Let's stack all these in my dice roller. Shift the thing. That is... come on. 31 points of damage.
All right.
Mental damage. So she is just being racked with this fear, and it's just driving, like... like every time, just grabs her heart and just like you can feel like the heart freezing for a second.
Yeah.
And then from Ambrose, he's like, Luca, get in there. And Luca is going to take three actions. Oh yeah, God, I don't even have to go that far because he's big.
Yep.
So one action. Well, hold on. One action. The run up next to him.
Okay.
Second action, he is going to swing. Oh, my God. And yes, with level 13 Luca.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is this is you getting to getting a stretcher. Level 13 legs.
Hey, plus 20. Can you put a torch on Kezra? Because I can't, like, see things when I should.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can do it.
Plus 26 to hit is wonderful. Oh, that was, well, at least I can roll twice because that first one was a 2. But, oh. But the second one was a 19 on the die.
Yeah,
so that's okay. That is a 45 to hit.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
So, against the big guy, let me see. Because he is clumsy.
Yeah.
That is a crit.
Yes. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Crit damage. Let's go. 50 points of damage.
Whoa!
Ooh. Okay.
And,
all right.
Just don't know, maybe certain cold or spirit, does that?
No, they're regular.
Okay. For well, those, so, yeah. Hey, don't know. This dude just grew giant. He's a big dude.
Yep.
All right. So he's going to swing again. He's that final thing, and that's not the one hit. 30 to hit.
It's a miss.
Yeah, that's a miss.
Okay.
Wait. Did you say 30 to hit? You are in my aura with my victor's crown, so you get a plus one to that attack. So you get 31.
31.
Miss.
Does he got anything else?
Nope. Just bless one.
It's because I'm standing next to the wall. I get a plus 3.
I do a sweet parkour run across the wall. Do I hit him better that time? Okay. And was that all of your turns?
Yes,
Mark?
It is.
Okay. Next, it comes to Brigvin. Brigvin is still frightened one because I think he was crit frightened last time.
Oh
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So in which case he is going to move to get.
Reactive strike. We're waiting.
Jesus Christ, Tim.
If you don't say fast enough, then by the rules of the game, you don't get it.
It's just like Yahtzee.
Yeah. So Garn sees Brigvin try to maneuver around him,
uh-huh.
And I don't think this will be a crit with a 38.
Not a crit.
So he gets a meaty hit, but Brigvin still carries on. And Garn is like, where do you think you're going? And hits. does some damage. Oh yeah, I have that sick force rune on there, so I do an extra 1d6 now.
And we're getting remarkable payoff having Garn get into the fight right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted them
to fight in the shop so bad.
Oh my god, now I'm just thinking, like, you hit him, you're expecting him to just kill him in one hit, and you're like, oh shit, he's terrible.
Yeah. So I did 15 points of damage.
Okay.
And I, what I love about this is because I'm Exemplar, and like I have the god's, you know, spirit within me, I do spirit damage. Oh, this is so freaking sick. So like part of his spirit gets injured.
He kind of seemed like a real pathetic guy in the first place, so
yeah.
You know how much charisma he had left in his soul, but
yeah. And as he kind of like takes the hit, you know, he says, you know, where do you think you're going? He's like,
yeah.
There's still time to leave. You can pay back for your sins and be redeemed.
There's no redemption for me up there. Droskar will give me the power.
And then he's gonna try stab you.
No.
How can you not trust him?
So he's going to stab out with his short sword here. So you are flanked. Yep. You're off guard there. 32 to hit?
Oh, because I'm flanked.
Because we... Oh, man. All right. So that is going to be... So 14 points of piercing...
Okay.
But there's a little bit of sneak attack damage in here. Let's see. There we are. I was trying to figure out how to do that. 12 extra sneak attack damage.
Okay.
And then,
And like as it finds purchase, looks like you didn't bring your shoddy work to the battle.
He's gonna try to stab again. With a regular miss on that one, so.
Alright.
No longer frightened though. You made him so mad he's no longer frightened.
You actually gave him a rage boost. My god.
So after that it does come to your turn, Garn.
Oh man. I think I'm going to turn my attention to him. And I'm going to...
Well, you have the true strike on the big guy, though.
Because you gave it to all of us.
All of us.
Yeah.
Okay. So, knowing that I have this tactical advantage, I'll just kind of cast a scornful glance over at him. I'll deal with you soon enough. And he turns around and lashes out with the Morning Star. But before that happens, I'm going to roll a dice, because once again, Garn's still not in his right mind. So I'm going to see if he keeps his same eminence inside the Victor's Crown, or if he is going to shift. All right, okay. One. So I did 1, 2. He keeps it on the Victor's Crown. I'm going to lash out with the Morning Star. Ooh, and I'm going to use a new little die that I picked up from, I'm going to name the shop, but I can't remember it. It's the place, Central Gaming Core, out over in, close to, what is it called, Queenstown.
Yep.
So shout out to Central Gaming Core. And wow, it's a great first roll for its guest star appearance. I got that seems like really high.
44 is a hit.
Is that good because he's clumsy?
It is not.
Dang. Alright. Let me see if this Victor's Reef applies to me as well. Oh, you and your allies. 45!
Because he is clumsy.
Jason, they're like, son of a fucking bitch.
God, damn, know what we have to hit.
Yes! I have to see if Impactful has any special crit stuff. On a critical hit, you can choose to force the target to succeed. I can choose to force targets to succeed or for it to succeed. There's really nowhere for you to get pushed to, so I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, he's on a corner, so...
yeah.
He's also like 30 feet tall.
Well...
the tallest he's ever been.
And this damage dice roll is brought to you by Black Oak Workshop, where dice are treasure.
Black Oak Workshop.
Oh, come on, Black Oak. I didn't want to see the one on that DA.
This damage brought to you by Black Oak Workshop.
No, don't say that.
No. Guys. Buy these for your GM.
There you go.
See? Yeah. That's how you sell dice.
It's only going to be 28 on the crit. Ah, not great rolls. That's okay. So that was my... Oh, I didn't even do the true strike little situation. I forgot I got the extra roll. I just got the 18 on the first roll.
And you were like...
Yeah, so let me see if I had the nat 20. that's correct. Die. Yeah, okay. The 18. And then I think I can attack again, still with true strike, or just the first strike?
It was just the first one.
Ah, okay. Well, so I spun around, I kept my eminence where I got, so I got two actions left. I think I'm still going to try to hit with the second action. 16 on the die might be a hit.
Uh-huh.
With a 37.
37 is a hit.
Dang. This is crushing it. Oh my gosh. See, this is why you support local business, okay?
Exactly.
Don't get Chessex. Don't get, Hasbro branded dice. Go to your local gaming store. Buy their dice. Roll well.
Don't buy
them. Hasbro dice have to be made of just dust.
Never spend your money on the apple eye dice.
The warranty expired and it broke. Just resin.
How'd your dice break? What the fuck are you talking about?
So that's 19 points of damage. Much better rolls.
Okay.
And my last action, I'm going to actually raise my shield.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's my turn.
Kezra.
All right. I'm just going to shoot giant lightning bolt on the big guy through the wall.
On the big guy?
Through the doorway. It's going to go over Sandor's head since he's taller.
Yeah, I will allow that.
Angled up, if you will.
Yeah.
So, reflex save.
Oh, he's clumsy. He's clumsy.
Still a 36.
God, that must have been a nice roll for you. All right, that'll be 23 damage then.
Okay. And then, is that all you're doing?
Yeah, probably. I'll put up my shield.
Okay. All right, just in case. Sandor, is your turn.
So, Sandor, I'm going to use this flavor-wise since we're underground and all that shit.
Yep.
Sandor will raise his hands to the side, point at the wall, and begin uttering an unknowable language. As from the side wall, where he's standing, a purple worm spirit crashes out into him.
Yes!
Is that a manipulate action to do that?
Oh, Jake, why are you doing this to me?
If it's a two-action deal, usually it's a manipulate.
Archetype, Conjure, Primal. I'm not seeing manipulate here. Hold on.
No. This is a feat?
Yeah.
What traits does it have?
Let's see. Which one are you doing? The Call the Worm Spirit?
Yes.
Just says archetype, call forth a ghastly manifestation of the worm spirit. Choose an intersection on the ground within 60 feet. It's a two action thing, but I don't know. It just says archetype in the thing.
No, I think he's good.
Really?
It doesn't say cast a spell, which implies the manipulate, and the traits are just conjuration and primal.
Amazing.
Wow.
An archetype.
That's insane.
Okay. All right.
Make me a reflex save, Jake.
Okay. So
it just fucking happens.
Yeah. Reflex save. Natural 20.
God damn it.
That was Jake just basically going, fuck you.
Come on. All right.
Actually, no.
Well, nothing happens.
Okay. And is that all you're doing? Because that was only two actions. Shield. Okay. It then comes to this guy's turn. He, as you sent the worm after him, the worm tried to like come out of the wall and attach to him, and he just like spoon with his hand to the side. He just like shoved it back in the wall, and now he's going to do a whole bunch of attacks on you, Sandor.
Fair.
So, first attack. 40 to hit.
Not a crit.
Okay. So it's going to be 28 points of damage.
All right.
Next attack. 32 to hit.
Not a hit because I cast my shield.
Ah, okay. And then last attack is going to be a miss.
Very nice.
Okay.
Man, you have better AC than me.
I do.
All right. So let's move to the Scarlet Triad and her turn. So she is... She's kind of in a weird position because she's no longer paralyzed.
Yeah, no,
right?
She's fine now.
Okay. All right, she's no longer paralyzed. She's still drained and frightened one, I think. Okay. Well, drain doesn't go.
Let me. But
I think frightened will.
Let me check with draining.
Okay.
It recovers. Drain does not go it recovers after been out of the aura for a minute. So this one in particular is unique.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say because drained usually goes away with like sleep. So,
But in this case, it's more of like a curse from the wraith itself.
So. Yeah, exactly. So, okay, so she is going to take a step away from the wraith.
Smart.
And she is going to load her. She's got the blowgun. She's gonna shoot it at Garn.
No! Why?
My poor sweet Garn.
My poor sweet gun.
Don't poison me.
33 to hit.
Ha ha! The shield, ting.
Okay.
Ting.
And then she will take an action reloading it, because I think it's a reload one.
She doesn't have any BS ability where I'm flat-footed even though she's ranged, right?
No. All right, there's cool. Nothing like that. Okay. And then, she reloads. Viscount Ambrose, your turn.
Okay. He is going to do the same thing. He's going to sustain the spell by doing Act Together. He has one action. Luca is going to take three. So, he is kind of like, Kezra can see this, is that he kind of has like a hand to his temple, kind of like he's concentrating, keep this. The wraith is going to move over.
All right.
Actually, step? Can it step?
Yes. Yeah.
Sure. 5 foot fly step, float step, whatever. And it's in this time going to do something called Robes of Welcome.
Okay.
So, as for an action, it wraps the robes around an adjacent living creature, exposing it to the void's embrace. If any creature is cursed by its embrace, the wraith can't impose the embrace on our creature. So, as this happens, you have to roll a will save.
Yes.
Okay.
This creature is scary.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, yeah.
30 total.
Oh, okay. You're fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So, basically, she would be seeing, like, this, like, I think endless void inside. The robes are open. It's just black. Like, pitch black.
Ugh.
But nothing seems to happen.
Okay. All right.
It was a gamble. I say he has a couple curses, so I'm trying.
Okay.
But Luca, however, is going to swing on the giant Horengar, though.
Yep.
Why the hell not? And Garn might see it like that. His eyes are glowing, like, kind of a little bit more red, like rage. Because the fact they're all Scarlet Triad. So, there it's... Let's see, he's just gonna swing. That is a 37 hit.
That's a hit.
God, that's 11 on that.
I love that. I love that.
Fighters. It's like one of those things that I'm like, man, playing a fighter would have been fun as shit at this point.
Now you get the best of both worlds. You get to play fighter and a spellcaster.
Yep.
God. That was almost, not all max damage, but like, again, like he's 30 points of damage. Like, okay, with a regular hit. It's nasty. Like, God damn.
It's nasty.
He is going to... see, okay, so this is something I'm unsure about.
Okay.
Because my ability, since he, like, as a Eidolon, like, he has the special ability, disarm.
Okay.
So I can technically try to disarm this large creature. Is that... do I have to have any other special ability with that,
like, or can I just try to disarm? I don't think you can just do that.
Yeah, it might be a two-size thing, but I think it's also one of those things that it would be going against his, like, fortitude DC.
Right. So, and I would be at the map, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Because you're going against the DC like that, it would be a map.
Yeah. Okay. He's just on a swing again.
Yep.
All right. Swings again. 21. No. Shit. 27. So, that's miss. A miss.
Yep.
And at this point...
So 2 points about the disarm, just while we kind of have it fresh. So the target can't be more than one size larger than you.
Oh, okay,
so
gotcha.
If you're,
good to know.
Yeah, and then the other thing is it's against the reflex DC. So now that they're clumsy, you have a better shot.
Yeah, so, first. Yeah.
But he's a big boy, so... there's the...
Yeah, so if you wanted to, like, take Rigvin's sword, you know what I mean? Like, you could try that to disarm him. So,
but he's all the way over there.
Can you make Luka bigger?
I technically can. I just am concentrating on a couple things. Yeah. So, so he is in this.
But
point.
It's a one action spell, right? Or is it two?
Yeah. So I could definitely do it next time. I just didn't think about it because I kind of wanted him to move a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
So he is going to take a step.
All right.
Here.
All right. So you're standing toe to toe with this Rengar then?
Oh yeah, and I'm also within range of this backstabber as well.
Okay. Next it comes to the backstabber in question, who he's going to try to backstab Garn some more.
Dang.
So, going against your off guard AC again, Garn, for a 39 to hit.
Oh yeah, that hits.
Okay.
It's like stabbing a potato.
18 points of damage, plus 13 sneak attack.
All right, chipping away, Jake. Chipping away.
I chip away again. 32 against your flat foot.
Miss.
Okay. All right. And last one with a miss.
That's why we raised that shield.
Yep. that's why you do it. Okay. All right. So that was his turn. Garn, comes to you.
Oh, that's right. It is my turn. All right. So I'm going to roll that magic die that I forgot to roll again to see if he's going to shift his eminence. So 3, he's going to shift the eminence, and I'm going to roll d6 to see what he's going to shift it to.
Okay.
1, so that's Titan's Breaker. Yes, best possible outcome. Okay, so 1 action, I shift eminence to Titan's Breaker. I have 2 actions left, so I'm going to see if he's using ability or if he's just going to strike out. All right, come on, roll something juicy. All right, so a 2, I'm just going to do a regular old hit with the Morningstar. I think I'm going to keep on the Horengar. I've essentially said to Brigman, like, you're not a threat to me. Like, you may be actually doing damage and hurting me, but you're not a threat.
Dang. You are hurting me, mm-hmm. but you're not a threat. You are stabbing me actively in the kidneys, but you're not a threat.
Oh, this kind of sucks. It's a 44, but I don't have a plus one.
Yeah, so it's only a hit.
It's only a hit.
Two additional weapon die. Okay, so I think I get some extra passive damage. So I get extra 4 damage because I have it in my Titan's Breaker now, which is pretty sweet.
Okay.
Pretty sweet. So, yeah, so many numbers. Twenty-5 points of damage altogether.
Okay.
And last action, once again, I am being flanked. I'm going to raise my shield.
Okay. After that, it comes to Kezra.
Kezra is going to lift the Staff of Fire, channel into it, and then a floating flame will appear in this square right on the corner of the giant Hurungar. So,
okay.
Oh, you're going nowhere.
You're not going nowhere. There's no escaping this ball of fire. So go ahead and roll another reflex save, and I dare you to roll as well as you did last time.
We'll see.
It's a dare. It's a dare, Jay.
Natural 20.
Oh, God.
Oh, he's wasting the natural
20. Yeah, 20s. I know. That's what I get for taunting, but...
He just steps on it. He's like,
all right, okay. Well, it's coming for you next round, you bastard.
All right.
Oh, shit. All right.
Now, man, that sucks.
I know. I'm going to move. Instead of shield, I'm going to move up one so I can see better into the room so I can see what's going on the rest of the place.
Get an angle, yeah. Okay. Sandor, it's your turn.
Sandor will take a step to... I'm not going to select everybody.
That's Sandor's ability.
Right there.
Move everyone.
And then I'm just going to shoot a lightning bolt at the Hurungar.
All right, he's going to take an attack of opportunity on you.
You might have been out of reach if you step out of the room.
Yeah, I wanted to try to avoid hitting Luca, though.
Yeah.
Leaving Luca?
Hitting Luca.
But I mean, couldn't you angle it up?
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'll step backwards. Yeah,
he's like 15 feet tall.
Yeah, he's a giant freaking Hurungar.
All right, so you're doing the lightning bolts.
Yes.
All right, attack of opportunity.
Oh my God, still in range. Man,
he's huge and he has a whip.
I forgot that he had a whip.
Jake's just like us debating the nuance of this, and he's just like, I'm still gonna get him.
This might be the highest number I've ever seen.
Oh, jeez.
That is a 50 to hit.
Yeah, that's...
Whoa!
That's nasty. That's so nasty.
But I get to use my feet.
That's true. Whoa. Okay.
So, I'm rolling right now.
Do you, envelop yourself in, like, worm skin or something?
No, it's stone bones. If I roll a 17 on a d20, it turns into a regular hit.
Yeah.
Oh.
17 or higher.
Yep.
Come on, let's go.
And I did not.
Okay. So crit damage coming out from this guy.
Oh, gosh.
That is 62 points of damage.
All right.
And that interrupts your spell.
Sick, I didn't want to play anymore.
All right.
So you go to cast this, and he's been waiting. He's had his arm up, and he's been hitting you. And the moment you put your arm up, it puts your finger up, and the lightning bolt started to come out. He went, and it slashed against the back of your hand, and you're like, ah! Comes to his turn.
I'll show you, Pipsqueak,
he says in a very deep Hurungar accent. First attack on you, Sandor.
Oh my God.
It's vindictive.
Yes, they're very, very vindictive people.
Dwarves famously vindictive. Yeah. And these are the evil ones.
I know, right? 45 to hit.
Yep, but I get to roll stone bones again.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Make sure that's not a once per day thing. I don't remember if it
don't
is or not.
Don't believe it is. That's why it's a pretty good feat. But let me just.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Ten bones.
Well,
ten bones,
it's ten a react. Is it a reaction?
I will tell you in a second.
Oh yeah, because if it's a reaction, then you would have used it on his on the one he just did, but.
Trigger, you are struck by a critical hit that deals physical damage.
Yeah, it's a reaction. It's a reaction. So
it's a reaction,
awesome.
Though.
All right.
Yep. So, critical damage. 48 points of damage.
I'm down.
And Sandor is down. And then he turns his second strike onto you, Kezra.
Mm-hmm. It's not good.
29 to hit you?
No.
Okay. Last attack on you, Kezra. 30 to hit.
No.
Okay.
I was about to say, that shouldn't.
Shouldn't. Okay. The Scarlet Triad member comes to her turn. She is having a real problem with this stupid wraith. She's going to take out a rapier.
Okay.
Take a step so that way she... Oh, well, I guess she would be flanking with the Hurungar anyway from this angle.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. And then she's going to stab out at it.
Okay.
Got 41 to hit the wraith.
Yeah, that's a crit.
Okay. See if they are, because I know the wraiths are incorporeal, make sure that they are not immune to crits, but...
Let me see. Immune to bleed, disease, paralyzed, poison, precision.
Okay, so no sneak attack then.
Ooh. No sneak attack?
Yes, okay.
Unconscious. Unconscious.
Yeah, yeah. No unconscious poison, got it. Okay, so that is going to be... Okay, so I don't include the precision, but I would still do the crit damage, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so let me do critical damage. We just don't get the sneak attack in, so 34 points of piercing damage.
24 points of piercing damage.
Oh, right, because of that 10 that comes off every time.
Too. Nope. Yeah.
All right.
No, she hit him, but yep. I mean, he's still up.
Yeah. 24 to hit on the second attack?
Oh, that's a miss.
Okay. All right, and that is all she can do, because it was draw, stab, stab. Okay. Next is Ambrose.
Okay. So Ambrose is, like, you know, in this kind of like a revelry for a moment, but then sees that Sandor is down. So he is actively going to... God, that is terrifying, because he doesn't have the Garn healing there. But if he can at least get him up. So if he's unconscious now, if Sandor is revived, he would go above Kral?
Yeah, that guy? He's already going before him.
Yes.
Okay. So basically, I just want to get him up and alive in case, because I have a feeling this guy's just going to keep trying to smack his corpse.
Ooh. Oh.
I don't know, he's a vengeful. Okay, so what he's going to do is he's still going to do act together. He will do a 2-2. He will sustain and then use battle medicine. To try and heal Sandor.
Come on, buddy, get up.
Come on, buddy. Not like this. However, he is an expert in medicine. And he's on go for the crit, because he's actually not bad at medicine. So that is 37. Awesome.
Very nice, very nice.
So that will be... Tim, what is this going to be? It's a 2d8 plus...
So you're an expert and you went for the expert tier, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the expert tier and you... crit it. That's 4d8 plus 10.
Okay.
Six.
I mean, I'll take it. That's
oh, I'll take it too. Don't worry.
I will be not here. I mean, it's not bad. It's just 25 points of view.
All right.
It wasn't the most amount. It was kind of average.
Yeah.
But that way, Sandor is at least up and maybe can, like, I don't know, get the fuck out of there for a second.
Yeah. So luckily, Sandor was in the same spot that he needed to be for initiative's sake. So yeah.
Yeah. So at this point, that's happening. The sustain spell, the War Wraith is going to still go after her.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, what else do I have? I kind of want to do a Grip of Fear, but at the same time, kind of. Well, I don't know. She could always crit fail it.
Yeah, that was pretty sick.
It was pretty cool when it happened.
Yeah. That, I mean, the very rarely do you get to see four status effects on somebody.
Oh, yeah, no. I want to replicate that. Just looking at something real fast. Huh, interesting. So it's going to do two things. It's going to attack with a basic touch attack. Wraith.
Okay.
It's just called Wraith of Touch. Where are you, D20? D20, where are you? Oh, there you are. Gotcha. Okay, that ain't bad. 34 to hit.
That's it?
Awesome. So, here's the thing about Wraith Touch. We got nothing crazy about it, but I never rolled 2d12s.
Mm. Oh my god,
that's fun.
That is two great axes.
Yeah. That's as much as two great axes. That's terrible.
Or a great axe with a striking rune.
There you go.
There it is.
So that would be 20 points of void damage.
Sick.
And that whole thing is going to try to happen again. The robes are welcome. So the robes will open back up.
Okay. So, well, we'll save from her.
We'll save.
Come on, Jake. Give us something.
I'll give you a 39.
Fuck. All right.
Oh.
She apparently has seen the void and is unimpressed.
She's seen the void in the darkness of her own heart.
Get new material.
Yeah. Well, it was only a matter of time.
Yeah.
And at this point, Luca is... I don't know. He's just going to keep swinging. And, like,
okay.
I want to use an ability like to make him bigger, but trying to keep Sandor in the fight is kind of important as well.
Yeah. I'll say, this Rengar, he seems to be acting out of desperation at this point.
Okay.
He's pretty messed up.
Beautiful. That works for me because I'm going to swing like a mofo as well. 37 to hit. My god, that's so much fun. Again, 11 on... It's stupid. It really is. But 37 to hit.
Yeah, it's a hit.
Oh, 23 points of damage.
Okay.
Swing again. Plus 21 to hit. 34 to hit.
Even clumsy, that is not enough.
God. Damn. Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
He's all right.
Trying.
Brigvin's turn. Brigvin is gonna continue to lay into you, Garn.
Mm-hmm.
Take this and this. Stabbing up the short sword is 36.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is going to be. I can do sneak attack right here on Foundry. God, Foundry's so good. That is so good. 32 points of damage, and that is total with sneak attack.
Okay. That is a lot of damage.
That was a really good roll from Brigden.
Yeah, for real.
You think you look at it and you're like, there's no way that's his blade.
There's no
there's
way.
There's no way.
He stole it from Goldbeard.
Yeah,
right at
probably.
The hilt of the sword, it says Goldbeard. Even though he tried to, like, scratch
it. That's his stamp. He just writes a fucking name on it. Next one is a 31 to hit.
Nah.
No, okay. All right. And then finally, another miss. Then it comes to you, Garn.
Okay, so I decided to earlier pre-roll my do I switch transcendence because I didn't want to take up too much airtime because there's a roll and it happens. So I keep the spark in Titan's Breaker, which is pretty sick.
Okay.
And now I'm going to roll to see if I'm going to activate any abilities or just regular strike.
Mm-hmm.
So Garn and his and the fury and heat of battle. So 1, 2. So that looks like I'm going to try a fun attack. Okay.
Ooh, fun. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't done this one too much because, you know, Shatter Mountains is so freaking good. Topping the Pillar of Heaven. Very versatile.
Yep.
But I'm going to try Through the Needle's Eye.
Through the Needle's Eye.
Yep. So two actions. And
Is just an ability for rich people?
All right. We'll see how rich it is if I hit.
Oh no!
There's a face on him.
That freaking 20!
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh!
Yes!
Yes! All right, Kelly, you're gonna have to pull me out a sweet crit.
It's been a while. I feel like it's been a while since the card.
It has.
I think you're right. Yeah. It's the rule. Well, okay. This is the first like combat, like real combat we've had too.
Oh, it's been a while. This is great.
This is what kind of damage is this? Bludgeoning?
I think I may actually do piercing. I'm gonna do piercing.
Makes sense. Either new.
Yeah.
Who are you attacking?
I'm attacking the Hrungar.
Okay. Interesting. Okay. Infection. The target must succeed at a fortitude save because Garn didn't watch his Morningstar, right? Or he will contract filth fever.
Gross, dude. Gross.
I use it to scratch my butt.
I was gonna say, he probably wipes his butt with it.
Just so that the points just get to the right
places.
That's
one callous butt.
The bludgeoning one would have been good too. It would have been normal damage, but the target's confused for 1 minute and stupefied 2 until healed.
Oh my gosh, Jesus. That would be it's so good.
Insane normal damage. Fever.
Yeah, yeah. But the fortitude state's probably
gonna fortitude be good against well. your class DC probably.
Class DC, yeah.
We'll need to worry about the 4-2 save, I promise.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you are actually, since that strike was successful, I'm going to need you to make another fortitude save. This is the eminence of...
Oh, yes. 34.
Oh, I succeed. No.
All right. Just go for damage. Just do damage.
Go for damage.
Just go for damage.
See, that's why I don't use it, because this ability is a saver sub.
Man, I really hope we don't fight dwarves this whole time.
Ugh, I know. Just all fortitude.
I got some bad news for you.
Just focus on Will.
Maybe they'll turn into bug people or something.
So that's sweet. 34 points of damage.
Timmy, I would like you to please describe your kill.
Okay. So, Through the Needle's Eye, the way that you strike is you're actually cutting above their eyes, like their brow line, so that blood washes into their eyes to blind them.
Yeah, yeah.
So I may have not been able to blind him, but I think I accidentally just sliced open his head.
So there's just a gaping wound just in his big bald head. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, you're supposed to drag it across. I think I just stuck him, and he just like just left his giant hole in his head. And you're like maybe thinking to yourself like, how could he even reach out there? He's such a small little dwarf. Well, because my eminence was in my mate Morningstar actually has reach. So thematically, he just jumps up with that little extra reach, just sticks him right in the head, and as he falls down on the ground with his dirty, poop-stained Morningstar. You know, Sandor, down the ground there, you're just waking up from your near-death experience. Maybe Garn kind of seems like a shining commander to you, and you're gonna recover. What is it? Level 13? Oh, is it double? Is it double might plus 2? I think it might be double plus 2.
Wait, double level plus 2?
I think it's That's double.
Oh my god.
Two. Wow, that's because I'm used to like 26, but let me check the radiant. Hit points equal to 2 plus double your level. We level up. So now it's be 28 hit points for Sandor.
Ooh, thank you much.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
And then my last, because I sparked transcendence, the person... I think I already tried to make Brigvin afraid. I did make Brigvin afraid,
you
so
did.
I can make the Scarlet Triad to the bottom left afraid.
All right, so we'll save on her fail.
Fail.
So she is frightened now?
Okay, so frightened
now?
One, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she just saw this big bag of ring card just get
It makes sense.
In.
It makes sense. So the Hringar, I assume because it was it's a magical ability that he is no longer enlarged. So his body shrinks back down.
Right into the floating flame square.
Oh yeah. his whole body falls and shrinks into the flame. He turns to ash instantly. Okay, so that was your whole turn there?
Oh, gosh. I think that was just two actions.
Oh, my God.
So my last action, I raised shield. There we go.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, no longer flanked.
There we go. Just had to kill the other opponent.
Just kill the other guy. It worked. Kezra, it is your turn.
Man, you made my turn so much more simple. Don't have to save Sandor anymore. All right, so I will... Stride into the room behind and flanking with Brigman and flanking with Garn on Brigman.
Okay.
And wait a second. Is this a wall here?
Yeah. So directly next to Brigman is a wall.
Oh, the wall. That fucks my plan up. I was gonna cast a lightning bolt from there, but now there's a wall. In the way.
I mean, you could just point blank lightning bolt at
Brigman.
Well,
from that square, I would have been able to hit the other person too.
Without hitting the Scarlet Triad member, yeah.
Okay. Then don't want to hit Garn, so yeah.
I mean, Garn can take it.
Do you?
Actually, no.
Do you want to?
Shit! What am I drawing here? What's going on?
I look like five actions.
What's going on?
Foundry is working really well to track Kezra's movements, but because Kelly can't decide what he's doing, it's like, what the this is like eight movements, man. What are you doing?
What's going on?
Only actions.
Kezra's breakdancing.
Are you super hasted? Like, what? Foundry's so confused.
All right. He's just trying to go straight.
It's just messed me up. All right. I go over here. I run down to the room.
Uh-huh.
And I will. I'll do Dragon Breath on the poisoner.
Okay.
Yeah.
So reflex save.
Okay. Being frightened gives her a little bit less of one. Well, she locked in after the Rengar died. 41 reflex.
All right. Fine. Whatever.
Tell me about it.
So. Is that a critical success or was that just regular?
It's a critical success.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Dang!
Okay. After Kezra, Sandor.
I guess I have to stand up.
Yep.
Welcome back to the life of the living.
Thank you. Then Sandor pulls out from the back sheath under his cloak and hurls an ebony boomerang at Scarlet Triad member.
Okay.
Which I don't need.
Cover be damned.
I don't fuck cover. Cover's stupid.
That's what I'm saying. Cover be damned.
Cover's for nerds.
Yeah, it's the perfect situation for this because you're quote unquote hitting through like four different people, but it's just like who cares?
It don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I'm behind a wall and four people. I don't give a shit.
Not at all. I need to remember what his spell casting. Thing is, where the hell is it?
It's all the way at the top. Plus 21. Is
plus 21.
The,
Tim, 15 plus 21.
36.
36. That's a hit.
Okay, hold on. Let me just. I really should have tried to. I've got a lot of tabs open right now.
I was gonna say, you gotta pre-roll some things.
Okay. That's a lot of damage. I was about to roll.
Only max.
That is not right. I just rolled. She's taking. I have an electronic dice roller. And I was like, why are there two d20s in there? Okay.
Oh my god. They roll six d20s.
Holy shit. Jake, I'm going to take a picture of this so I have proof. 9d10. 9999996143.
Holy shit, dude.
For
okay.
59 points of damage.
Oh my god.
Jesus.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
He is barely holding on.
Oh my god. Gosh.
The health bar is so small now.
I've never rolled that good on a damage roll.
Oh my god. Okay.
That's my entire turn.
That's your turn. It comes to her turn. She's back to the corner because it's a fucking race. She is going to. She had the blow dart loaded, but she did not use it because the wraith kept stepping up.
Blow dart the wraith, man.
It's just
blow dart the incorporeal wraith.
Yeah, come on, man. Just do it.
She is going to shoot the blowgun at Kezzer.
Oh.
Wait, does it have a reaction? No.
I wish it did.
Usually just martial characters have those. That's true. I'm telling you, she locked in. 39 to hit.
Dang. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. 7 piercing damage.
That's not. Oh, gosh.
That's
no,
not the problem.
No.
There's a secondary.
Please make me 2 fortitude saves.
2! I forgot this is a double fortitude save.
Yep.
Yeah, I forget what poison this was.
Alright.
Pretty good fortitude.
I'd say a little filth fever on this, too.
Oh, that wasn't a very good roll.
Okay, I have to... I'm really sorry. I have to clarify this. I did the wrong damage roll. So you can give yourself back 18 points of damage.
Okay.
Quickly looked and I accidentally rolled heightened damage. Can't be that.
Oh, okay.
So very, very sorry about that.
All good. I mean, she's still real fucked up.
Yeah, it was still a great shot.
Yeah. All right.
First fortitude was awful. 29.
29, so that is a success. You're fine. Oh, and then make me the next one.
That must have been nasty then.
Good God, man. I have great fortitude. So the first one was a 7. This one is a 3 for 25.
That is a fail.
Stupid.
You avoided one poison that you felt was kind of slowing you down a little bit. The second one, however... is a very, very bad purple worm poison.
Oh,
that's the worst one.
So this is going to be 23 points of poison damage.
Oh my gosh.
And you are enfeebled 2.
Oh my goodness.
Well, guess what? You actually have an expert on purple worms around that can tell you how bad this is. Can't do anything about it, but I can tell you how bad it is.
Hey man, I know this sucks. No, seriously.
So for the next, 18 seconds, Sandra's like, so this is what you're going to feel. You're like, help.
You said 23 damage?
Yes, 23 poison damage.
And enfeebled 2?
Dos. Yep.
Okay.
And then she will take 2 strikes out at the race with her rapier.
Okay.
I like how we're completely ignoring the dwarf.
Garn said he wasn't a threat. Okay, so first attack was a 21, which is a definite miss.
That's a miss.
Second one, however, was a natural 20.
Okay.
Now, it was her last attack, so with the full map, it's a 33 total.
That's still...
Okay, all right. I wanted to make sure.
Yeah, the AC is 27, so...
Okay, gotcha. All right, so I need a crit card. Okay,
sure.
And this is going to be... Yeah, it's rapier, so this will be piercing.
And this is on the wraith.
Yeah.
Okay.
So take that precision out already.
Yeah.
Unless there's a crit card that's like, you get everything, I don't know.
It's a deep wound. The target is sickened 3, which probably doesn't matter. Maybe it does. I don't know. Maybe immune
to bleed, death effects, disease, paralyzed, poison. So, sure.
He could be sick of doing this.
Yeah.
put me back in the other side.
I'm tired of being over here.
I'm tired, boss. 25 points of damage.
15 points of
damage. Okay, How
is 25 doubled?
Because it is... So it's piercing. So it's piercing damage, and then there's a deadly D8
on top of it. Wow! So barely any damage on a crit. That's wild.
It was not great.
Without precision. Well, yeah. I mean, even then, he's not. Was it? He flanked. So or off guard.
Yeah.
So
yeah, exactly. So, all right. Anyway, it comes to after her turn. It is your turn, Ambrose.
Okay, so Ambrose is seeing that Lee Sandor, the one Haringar is dead, thankfully. All right, now finish the job. And he does 2-on-2. One of it is going to control the Wraith. The Wraith is sickened too. What does that do exactly? Is that a reuse saves and all that crap?
Sickened 2 is the one that...
Retch to... decrease it.
It's the one that is persistent until you take time to retch, but, or you're a ghost.
But ultimately, what does it do, though? I'm just curious.
Minus to everything, basically. Yeah.
So negatives to saves as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, if I do something to them, they...
Yeah, your DCs will go down, yeah, because of it.
Okay, whatever. He's still going to do a two-action grip of fear, because he can't. Because why not? He's not gonna waste time retching. My God, so dumb, so fucking dumb.
Imagine a wraith trying to like.
It's just ectoplasm just coming out.
Right. All right, and this is gonna be Will.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. She's no longer frightened.
Nope.
Okay. All right. So her will save. Will go back up. It's 38.
Fuck. Yeah, that's a crit.
Okay.
So he tries it. His heart's not in the game. I mean, he tried to reach for a heart, and he's just like, I don't feel like it.
My heart's not in the game. I need yours.
But for the second action, two action, Luca is going to... Oh, man. Take one action to get behind... Brigand.
Yes.
Right. Look at that flanking. Oh, and he is going to strike. I thought you were smart.
He was not.
No. So the pitch of it is a 7 on die for 33. So.
Yep, that's a hit.
Flanking. So that's fun. Low. 21 points of damage.
Okay.
And that is it.
Alright. It does come to Brigvin's turn. He's now flanked. He can't flank anybody, so he can't get sneak attack off. Alright.
Oh, I also did 2-2, so sorry. Cast shield. Yep.
Oh, shield, okay.
Yeah,
luckily, he's not going back there, so I think he'll be safe. I think he's going to move and then try to just help out the Scarlet Tribe member. That's about all that he can really do.
Okay.
Wait, he's moving?
A stride, in fact.
Is he?
A whole stride.
Oh, okay. That's a reactive strike for me.
A reactive strike for me as
Swiss
well.
Swiss cheese,
oh,
this
wow,
dude.
Okay.
Please.
Do you want to... Do you want to go first, or do you want me?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I could first. Never. You must go first.
Okay. Oh, my God. 38.
Tim dropping rocks this episode?
I'm dropping rocks.
Oh, my gosh. So that is a hit from Luca. So let's do Lucas first, and then we'll do Garns after.
25 points of damage.
Okay. Owie.
And a nat 20.
And a nat 20!
So he ain't going nowhere.
So
buddy.
He does not.
Double-teaming this guy hard.
Oh, all right, Tim. Choose carefully which kind of type of damage, because there's a right and wrong answer here.
Ooh.
I love this game.
Oh, man. You know what? I'm not even... I'm going to let the dice decide. I'm too stressed to try to do that myself. No, I dropped my dice.
We're off to a great start. Let me
pull yourself together, Gofeld. All
right, bludgeoning.
You chose poorly.
I rolled, so.
To your thinky bits. The target is stupefied 2 until healed.
Yeah, that is the wrong answer.
What was the right one?
It's still,
double but
damage.
Clean through would have been triple damage.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, clean man.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of damage, so 13 plus 4. 17. So that is going to be 44 points of damage.
Okay.
And as I stop him in his tracks, because he can't move now, at least for this action, and say, time is running out, and it seems you're making the wrong choice.
He's going to just take a step then, and then stab at you, Garn.
Oh my god. Such a little dick.
And miss, because it was a fucking 28.
God, this guy's just awful.
He's so
bring
bad.
Him down, Garn. So
this is how Garn it was always meant to be.
It is my turn.
It is, yeah.
Okay, so I did my pre-rolling, so I'm actually shifting the eminence into Horn of Plenty, and I'm going to see if I'm going to activate my ability or not. So I do. I'm going to activate my, like, what do you call it? Transcendence of Feed the Masses.
Mm-hmm.
So what this means is I drink a potion. So Garn kind of like, it almost seems like he doesn't really quite know what he's doing, but he just kind of like calls out, I'm really thirsty. And he just grabs the horn and just starts chugging it.
okay.
And because we leveled up, I was just reading through this again. My Horn of Plenty also got a boost. So now it's healing 7d6 plus 18.
Oh my god.
So I'm just going to roll that after because I don't want to slow those down with that. But I gained a bunch of hit points back. And because he's not quite in his right mind, he's going to drink it all for himself. But I do still spark transcendence. And... Once again, like, Kezra, man, like, you're just seeing... Have you taken any damage? I don't think you have.
I just got poisoned.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you see your fearless commander, and you're like, man, he's just, like, really, he killed a Hrengar. Now he's, like, mid-fight taking a swig from his horn. Like,
what,
that's so
what
cool.
What can't you do, guys?
That's so interesting in the world, man. 28 hit points to you, Kezra.
I really hate when you do that.
So good.
So intrusive.
So that was first action. And then the second action, I am, the eminence shifts. So I need to figure out where the eminence is shifting to, because that might give me more damage. So eminence shifts, and it shifts to the victor's wreath. And now I'm going to roll, and I get an extra little plus one to this roll. I'm probably going to roll another 20. Okay, this is very much not a 20, but I hope I will hit with a 33.
That is a hit.
Wow. Y'all, that was a 6 on the die.
Oh,
that was a terrible roll. Oh my gosh. Oh, wow, okay. Finally getting some good damage from these dice. Thank you, Blackwood Workshop.
Blackwood Workshop.
28 points of damage.
Okay.
Damn. Well, at least he's good for something. A freaking ping cushion.
Yeah, and then with my last action, I'm going to strike again. He's like, you know, get your choice. Oh, nasty. 18 on the die.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. So 39.
39 is a hit.
Oh, man.
Man. I'm like feeling this is the dice are feeling heavy in my hand. This might be the blow.
Bring him down.
22 points of damage. So Garin just like he just bashes him twice. You know, this is third time bashing him. Like a second. And he's like, yield. And that's my turn.
Kezra, it's your turn.
Kezra grabs the dart out of his shoulder and just like rips it out. He's like, ah! Oh, you stupid. Ah! And he reaches into his robes and he pulls out a scroll.
Uh-oh.
This is my 6th level item I took from the town.
Oh! Okay.
Unravels the scroll and begins to cast. He's like, come under my command. As I cast Dominate.
Oh! Oh, Kelly, okay. I think me and you had very similar ideas.
What? Alright, will save.
Okay. That is a will save. That I'm going to make next time.
No!
We're talking about a crappy combat. Right here. Two of the casters.
You know what? I needed to get out of this episode anyway.